getting green buildings past the red tape. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We've been following Greenovation.tv's Matt Grokoff recently in his attempt to make his home the oldest net zero energy house in America. That means the house would use no more energy than it produces. Lester Graham reports Matt recently hit a big hurdle.
Matt Grokoff already has done a lot to make his home energy efficient. He's insulated, he's tightened it, he's installed really efficient heating and cooling in his 110-year-old house in Ann Arbor. Now, having reduced his energy use, he was ready to start installing a way to produce energy, solar panels. But Matt faced an obstacle. You see, his home is in a historic district. Before he could install solar panels, he had to get permission from
the Historic District Commission.
Historic district commissions across the country have really balked at solar panels on the roof. Generally, they frown on any modern element that can be seen from the street. Matt wanted to cover almost all of his south-facing roof with solar panels, and yes, they'd be visible from the street. He did his homework. He sent detailed drawings and illustrations to the commission, got the least obtrusive and more expensive kind of solar panels, and he got the historic district's attention. Lisa Rosmerick was the first commissioner to speak.
It's good for the environment. It's good for our city, and I think we should promote sustainable building practices within our historic districts. It's the only way that we can move forward into the future and instead of being accused of staying in the past.
By the time Matt got up to testify, it was looking pretty good. He knew the commissioners were concerned about how it would look, but they seemed open to the idea of allowing renewable energy installations.
I'm really excited because not every historic commission has been this progressive. There have been some cases where historic commissions have demanded that someone remove a $60,000 system from the roof.
The commissioners had some pretty good questions about different types of solar panels and their appearances, and Matt had brought along the solar panel sales guy to handle some of those questions. After the vote, the solar panels were approved, by the way, I caught Darren Griffith with Mechanical Energy Systems in the hall and asked, are all historic district commissions that receptive?
I think as more commissions around the country realize that the energy savings really add money to preserve more structures, I think we'll start to see change loosening a little bit from some of the commissions.
That might be a little optimistic, but the homeowner, Matt Grokoff, was a pretty happy boy. He thinks one of the things that worked in his favor was some homeowners want to put up solar panels first before they do what they can to make the home energy efficient, like fixing the windows and adding insulation. They want what Matt calls green bling, putting up those solar panels as a statement, letting everyone know they're green. Matt says you've got to reduce your energy consumption first.
Reduce, and then produce.
I think one of the key elements for them wasn't so much the aesthetics or the appearance, but the fact that you weren't going to be doing any permanent damage to the structure.
And yet there's a lot of historic districts throughout the country now who are actually denying people permits to put solar on their roof when you can see it from the street, even though it's not a permanent part of the structure. And I think that's a really bad way to go. And it's a great thing that here in Ann Arbor that we've got this very, very progressive commission that's moving forward. And frankly, I think they're going to be setting an example for the rest of the country on this.
That's Matt Grokoff with Greenovation.tv. I'm Lester Graham with the Environment Report.
Thank you, Lester, and here's to more sunny days.
You can catch up on Matt's adventures and misadventures in his attempt to go net zero on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.